This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1943, How to Cancel Social Plans When You're Sick in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
Maybe it's for the best. What can you say in English when you are coming down with a cold or something else and you have social plans? How can you let the person know and give them the option to cancel? Find out today.
Hello, Michelle. How's everything today?
Hey, Lindsay. I'm good. How are you?
I'm super excited that this episode is also on YouTube. Guys, if you love to watch us recording instead of just listening, go over on YouTube and hit subscribe on that channel. Right, Michelle?
Absolutely. Yes, please do that. So this is a very timely episode because I currently have a cold. So
yes.
You can't really tell, but I've been holding back a couple sneezes.
Yeah.
Lindsay, we are in that cold season, right?
Cold season. Yes.
We are there. I mean, Lindsay, have you ever had plans? I mean, of course you have. This is
all the time
thing, I think.
Yes.
So of course you have plans that you've had to cancel because you were sick, right? Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely.
Of course. Mm-hmm. It happens to everybody. Or maybe somebody asked you to hang out when you were sick and you had to decide what to say.
I mean, during the COVID era, this has been a real, you know, with this health crisis that we've had in the last 3 years, it's been a real moral, especially in the beginning. It was really tricky to have these conversations in my head and weigh the pros and cons of attending something. Yeah. If I feel like a slight tickle in my throat, it wasn't always COVID. Sometimes it was, right? and knowing what to say and how to say it and to not make people feel bad that I am there or that I'm not there. It's been a real mind trip, Michelle.
Yes, it's true. It's true because, you know, there's so many things that aren't COVID and then we're just,
right.
I don't know. I always feel like, you know, then I'll take a test. I feel like just the feeling around getting together with someone when you're sick is a lot different than it used to be.
Yes, meaning that it's more acceptable or less?
Less, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, for sure. I mean, if you now more so than before, you don't want to be that person sneezing in the grocery store or at a party. You just don't want to be that person, you know?
Right.
Now like there's that, almost like a judgment attached to it. Like, oh, how could that person be out with that cold?
Right. Mm-hmm. The expectations have kind of changed, right? It used to be like, oh, if you have a cold, you go into the office. Like, I don't think
most
people would freak out, but now it's kind of like, yeah, exactly. Like you said, you don't want to be that person.
You don't want to be that person. I'm excited to get into this today because the whole world will be able to relate. Right? Yeah. Guys, we're recording this right before Christmas, actually. And this is coming out in February or January. But, you know, we're going through a bit of a resurgence with the health crisis right now around the world, I think. And so many of you guys might be dealing with this now. All right. So should we send our listeners to a couple of older episodes that they can get a little primer, a little refresher? Yeah.
Let's do it. So the first one is episode 423, which is Stuffed Up, Coming Down with Something, How to Talk About It in English. Oh, and
yes.
I forgot another one, which
We have talked about being sick a bit on this show, Michelle. We've went into it on episode 1336 also. It was called Sick Days or Lack Thereof in the USA. And what was the third one, Michelle?
The third one was episode 1795, which was An Apple a Day, English Idioms Using Doctor.
Yes, I love it. I love it. So, Michelle, where are we going to take this episode for our listeners?
Okay, well, this is going to be good stuff. So, again, since the global health crisis, so much has changed. People are more aware of the spread of illness and hopefully want to avoid that.
Yes.
Right. So let's say, Lindsay, let's say someone asks you to hang out and you definitely are like, no, I'm sick. Like, I can't. What's something you could say?
Well, this is where it's easy, right? When it's clear that you can't, you're really, really bad. Like you have a fever, you're queasy. You could say, I'd love to, but I'm not feeling so well. Or, you know, I'd love to, but I'm a bit under the weather. Mm-hmm. Can we do it another time?
Right. This is flat out. You're saying, you know, no, like, you know that it's not a good idea. Yeah. Actually, my dad is sick right now. And like, they've been they were supposed to meet up with their friends. They had to cancel. You know, it's sometimes it's just like, there's no question. You're not doing it. But then, I mean, like, or it, like, let's say you have to cancel the plans.
Okay. This is good. Yeah.
So go ahead.
Here we go. A little role play. Hey, Michelle, I'm so sorry. I had to take a rain check. I came down with something really nasty.
Oh, no. I hope you feel better.
Yeah. So, yeah, those are simple, those are canceling. Straightforward situations. Just canceling or saying you're not up for it. But what happens, Michelle, if you're just not quite sure if you should cancel those plans?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. So like maybe you feel mostly okay. Yeah. Like you said, like the little tickle in your throat, tickle. And like,
this is where it gets awkward.
Yes. But you want to give the person a warning because sometimes people might be okay with it. Like they might just, you know, say like, honestly, because a lot of people are tired of not meeting up and a lot of people are just wanting to be together. And you know, so I think sometimes people will say it's okay. I don't know. It depends on each person. Yeah.
I think we've definitely hit that place in the US in 2022, at least in my world, where people don't necessarily, unless someone is really health compromised. You know, if you tell someone, oh, I have a little bit of a throat tickle, but I feel fine, be like, they, most of them would say, oh, just come. You're fine. Yes. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Or like I might say, oh, I have a little bit of sniffle. I'm going to do a COVID test. You know, like I might just say, I tested negative. Like, I feel like you always hear that, like, you know, everybody, I tested negative. I just took a test, you know, like stuff like that. So that's an option as well. Like with my kids, like this kind of stuff is happening all the time. And, you know, I remember even before the health crisis started, I was going on a trip. And I remember my friend asked to hang out and I was about to leave. Like I had like a few days before the trip and we're like, okay, we're meeting up. And then she said, oh, just so you know, my daughter like always has like the sniffles because of daycare. So yeah, she's got the sniffles. Like, do you want us to meet up or not? And I felt terrible, but I said no, because I had a trip coming up.
Right. You didn't want to miss it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
When you have something coming up, it's like, all right, everybody.
The world should stop. Right.
Yeah. Like, we don't want to ruin these plans or feel sick or something. So let's talk. We're going to give kind of a step by step, not kind of a step by step. We are going to give a step by step.
Yes.
Of what you can do in these situations. So Lindsay, what are some of the steps?
Okay. So first step is let them know. Step two, you're going to qualify, and we'll show you guys exactly what that means in just a minute. Right, Michelle? Mm-hmm. Step three, ask them how they feel about it. And what would be step four?
Step four is explain that you understand either way, whatever they decide. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's start with let them know. So Lindsay, what's something that you could say for letting them know?
Okay. We have a few things. So guys, get ready to write these down in your notebook. You may want to go back and listen again later when you can take notes. Mm-hmm. First thing, I wanted to give you a heads up. And this one is so native and natural.
Exactly. I wanted to give you a heads up. I'm just getting over a cold, right? So get over something, right? Yep. So maybe you're towards the end, but like, you know, also, you know, those coughs, lingering cough,
sometimes you can,
I will tell you this. So I literally remember right before the health crisis started, right before, like we were hearing, you know, things.
Hearing about it.
You know, and like, oh, but it's nothing. And I remember I was sitting with someone and they were like coughing a little bit. And I was like, are you okay? And they're like, oh no, I just have, you know, I was sick, but I'm not sick anymore. And I was like, oh, so you just have like a lingering cough. And I was like making myself feel better, but who knows? Maybe they had it.
Who knows? I know someone who's like a friend of a friend who my friend thinks that this person was like patient zero in the US. So Because she was deathly sick really early in January of 2020. Wow. But I think patient zero was more like November or December of 2019. That's why we call it. Anyways, and we don't need to go into it as much. Right. In New York.
Oh, okay. Oh, man.
It makes sense. All right.
So, well, the third thing you can say is, I think I'm coming down with something. So that's if you are just starting to get sick.
Yes, I think so. There's some great vocabulary here, guys, especially phrasal verbs, right? Expressions with prepositions at the end. I wanted to give you a heads up, or I think I'm coming down with something. These are really interesting things you can say. Right, Michelle?
Right. Or to get over something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen, and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
Okay, so let's move on to step two and show our listeners, what do we mean by qualify?
Basically, kind of give more of an explanation, right? You're giving more information and saying, oh, but, right?
Okay.
So you could say something like, it's really not too bad.
But it's really not too bad, or I'm mostly feeling better. So this is so tricky because, you know, who should make that decision, right? Who should make that decision as to whether you should go? Should it be that person? Should it be you? Oh, I'm kind of glad that, hopefully, knock on wood, we're coming out of these moments. Right?
Yeah, exactly. And then the third thing is ask them how they feel about it, right? So, you know, this is so key. These next two steps, I think, are really, really key.
Yes.
So you could say, do you still want to meet up, or should we take a rain check?
It does make it so much easier to deal with when you just get it out in the open. The worst is when you hide it. You try to go to the party or something, like you don't feel good, but you don't want to tell anyone because you feel embarrassed.
Yeah.
And then let's say you have a coughing attack and everyone's looking at you with that weird eye.
Exactly. So what's something else you could say?
You could say, I know you may not want to meet up now, right? So you're saying, hey, I know what's going on. I'm aware. I watch the news. I get it, right? Yes.
Right, exactly. So this is, you know, putting the ball in their court, and like you want to know how they feel. And that's important, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because some people just didn't care. I mean, even from the beginning, some people really didn't care at all. It just really depended, often in the States, it depended on your politics. Unfortunately, it became a political thing.
It became very political.
On political lines, yeah. And sometimes it depended on, like, do you have kids, or are you at risk health-wise, or are you young and healthy? And then, you know, in that case, people were just out in the world living life, right?
Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And then this last step, you don't want to forget this one. Explain that you understand either way. Why do you think this is so important, Lindsay?
I think the person needs to know you're going to maintain the connection no matter what. If that person says, like, they need to know that they can say, oh, let's just skip it, let's reschedule, that's okay. And there, we can never say this too much. We need to reassure people that we care about them, and we're going to be in their lives no matter what, right? Mm-hmm. So, for example, I totally understand if you want to reschedule, right?
Or you could say, if you don't feel comfortable, I completely understand.
Yeah, these are very reassuring things to say, Michelle. So it's good vocabulary. Did this happen to you recently?
Yeah, well, I mean, aside from the example I already gave with the, you know, I don't know, we'll see, I got a cold now. But yeah, this did recently happen to me. I wanted to tell a friend about a sickness that was going through my household. You know, this was a few weeks ago, and she ended up being okay with it, right? So, I mean, leave it up to the person, but be honest. And I think this could be like, you know, for if you have to cancel the plans, or let's say somebody, like, let's say you already had plans, so you have to cancel them, or maybe someone asks you to hang out and you have to give that information.
Oh yeah. Lots of situations. And yeah, you never know what someone has coming up in their lives later. As you said, Michelle, with your example, if you have, you're flying somewhere, you need to make sure you stay healthy. You know, maybe we don't know that and we're not aware of that. So we have to let people know.
Exactly. All right. So should we show what this looks like?
Here we go. Hi, Michelle. Hey, do you want to grab coffee today?
Oh, man. I'd love to. Honestly, I'm just getting over a cold.
Oh, man.
It's really not too bad. More of a post-nasal drip. Do you still want to meet up or should we take a rain check? If you don't feel comfortable, I completely understand.
It's probably fine. Why don't we grab takeout coffee and walk outside?
Oh, that's a great idea.
I never hear anyone say post-nasal drip. I thought that was only on the commercials, Michelle. I really did.
Oh, that's funny. No, I hear it all the time. That's so funny. Maybe it's a New York thing. No,
it must be a New York thing. We used a lot of vocabulary here, right? I said, you said, honestly, I'm just getting over a cold. Just getting over it, meaning you're turning into being healthy, but you still got a lingering cold.
Yes, exactly. Because a cold can take forever to go away.
Oh, and the worst, as we said before, is the coughing attacks when you're just getting over a cold.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you'll be like in a quiet theater. Of course, it always happens when you're in the quietest place on earth. And yes. It never happens at home in your bathroom. Yeah. It happens when you're among all these people and you know it's coming. You're like, oh God, here it comes. And then you have to excuse yourself and you have people can hear you in the bathroom. It's a disaster.
I know. It's terrible. But then I did step two. I said, it's really not too bad. So I'm kind of qualifying it. I'm giving more information.
Yep.
And then I'm asking you, do you still want to meet up or should we take a rain check? And then immediately I am going into, telling you whatever is fine. If you don't feel comfortable, I completely understand.
Yeah. And the key, we become comfortable by having these conversations, right? This is what helped us socially survive these two or three years is by just getting it out in front, getting it out on the table and having these conversations. You know, how risk tolerant are you? Right. Let me see what's going on in your life. Are you visiting your elderly parents next week?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's good. So should we do one more? Do we have time?
Yeah, we have time. Right. We have time. Let's do it. Okay.
All right. So this one is, let's say we already had a set plan. So in the first one, you asked me just to hang out that day, right? And here we already had set plans. So here we go. Okay. Lindsay, so are we all set for 3 p.m.?
Yeah, but I wanted to give you a heads up. I think little Lizzie is coming down with something.
Oh, no.
She's mostly feeling better than yesterday, but she may be getting a worse cold. I don't know yet.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry to hear that.
I totally understand if you want to reschedule.
Yeah, maybe it's for the best. Can we try for next week?
Yeah, that works. Ooh, bonus phrase. It's for the best. I love that one. What does that mean? I mean, it's obvious what that means for our listeners, right?
Yeah, it's like that's a good decision.
That's a good decision. I like it. It's very native and natural. So here, Michelle, I said, I think little Lizzie is coming down with something, right?
Right. Little Lizzie. Poor Lizzie.
Little Lizzie.
Little Lizzie. You said she's mostly feeling better than yesterday, right? But she may be getting a worse cold.
And then I said, I totally understand if you want to reschedule. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. Right. Yes. Mm-hmm. Guys, great vocabulary here. Michelle, what should be our takeaway for our listeners? Where should we leave them with this?
I think that, we have to remember that a lot of things have changed, right? A lot of things have changed around being sick. And I think the best thing is to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, one of the biggest keys is that last, number that we taught, that last one about telling them, the connection's not going to be broken. We're not going to be upset. We understand, because people might feel funny saying no. Like, you don't want somebody to feel uncomfortable and then do something. Sorry.
Yeah.
You don't want somebody to feel uncomfortable and then do something that makes them feel uncomfortable because they don't want to make you feel bad.
It's so true. And you don't want to expose someone, not give them the option to decline the event. And then they have to go somewhere or they get sick. You want to get it all out on the table so people know their risks. They're adults. Exactly. They're taking control of their own lives, right? That's how we build connection. And we can connect on that genuine level because we're clear. Our conscience is clear at that point. Right.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Exactly. Good point, Lindsay. So this was fun. And we wish everybody very healthy winter season.
Yes, of course, Michelle. I'll see you back here very soon. You have a good day.
All right. You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.